Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 11. And it came to be, when the people were as complainers, it was evil in the ears of Yahuwah. And Yahuwah heard it, and his displeasure burned, and the fire of Yahuwah burned among them, and consumed those in the outskirts of the camp. And the people cried out to Moshe, and Moshe prayed to Yahuwah, and the fire died down. Then he called the name of the place Tav Erah, because the fire of Yahuwah had burned among them. And the mixed multitude who were in their midst lusted greatly. So the children of Yisrael also wept again and said,
Who's giving us meat to eat?
We remember the fish which we ate without cost in Mitzrayim, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic.
But now our life is dried up. There is naught to look at but this manna.
Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like the appearance of bdellium. The people went about and gathered it, ground it on millstones or beat it in the mortar, and cooked it in a pot, and made cakes of it. And its taste was as the taste of cakes baked with oil. And when the dew fell on the camp at night, the manna fell on it. And Moshe heard the people weeping throughout their clans, each man at the door of his tent. And the displeasure of Yahuwah burned exceedingly, and in the eyes of Moshe it was evil. So Moshe said to Yahuwah,
Why have you done evil to your servant? And why have I not found favor in your eyes to put the burden of all these people on me? Was it I who conceived all these people? Was it I who brought them forth, that you should say to me, Carry them in your bosom, as the foster father carries a nursing child, to the land which you swore to their fathers? Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep before me, saying, Give us meat to eat. I am unable to bear all these people alone, because the burden is too heavy for me. And if you are doing this to me, please slay me altogether if I have found favor in your eyes, and let me not see my evil.
Then Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of appointment, and let them stand there with you. And I shall come down and speak with you there, and shall take of the ruach that is on you, and put on them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you do not bear it yourself alone. And say to the people, Kadosh yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat, because you have wept in the hearing of Yahuwah, saying, Who is giving us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Mitzrayim. And Yahuwah shall give you meat, and you shall eat. You are going to eat, not 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but for a month of days, until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes an abomination to you, because you have rejected Yahuwah who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why did we come up out of Mitzrayim?
And Moshe said,
The people in whose midst I am are 600,000 men on foot, and you have said, I give them meat to eat for a month of days. Could flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to be sufficient for them? Or could all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to be sufficient for them?
And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Is the arm of Yahuwah too short? Now see whether my word meets you or not.
And Moshe went out and spoke to the people the words of Yahuwah. And he gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people and stood them around the tent. And Yahuwah came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took of the ruach that was upon him and placed the same upon the 70 elders. And it came to be, when the ruach rested upon them, that they navu, but did not continue. However, two men had remained in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other, Medad. And the Ruach rested upon them. Now they were among those listed, but did not go out to the tent. And they Navu in the camp. And a young man ran and informed Moshe and said,
Eldad and Medad, Nava in the camp.
And Yahshua, son of Nun, Moshe's assistant from his youth, answered and said,
Moshe, my master, forbid them.
Then Moshe said to him,
Are you jealous for my sake? Oh, that all the people of Yahuwah were Nevi'im, that Yahuwah would put his Ruach upon them.
And Moshe returned to the camp, both he and the elders of Yisrael. And a wind went forth from Yahuwah, and it brought quail from the sea, and let them fall beside the camp, about a day's journey on this side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and about 2 amah above the surface of the ground. And the people were up all that day and all that night and all the next day and gathered the quail. He who had least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. The meat was still between their teeth before it was chewed, and the wrath of Yahuwah burned against the people. And Yahuwah smote the people with an exceeding great plague. Then he called the name of that place Kivroth Hataoah, because there they buried the people who lusted. From Kivroth Hataoah, the people departed for Chatzeroth, and they were at Chatzeroth.